Compliance is a profession where people work tirelessly to make the world a better place. And there are hundreds of amazing and inspiring women who have helped the field develop into what it is today. Great Women in Compliance is part of the Compliance Podcast Network as they talk with women in compliance who are making a difference.
Welcome to the Great Women in Compliance Podcast on the Compliance Podcast Network, hosted by Hema Lomax and me, Lisa Fine. Today, I am speaking with Lisa Beth Lentini-Walker. She is a luminary in the ethics and compliance field. She is also the Associate General Counsel, Corporate Legal and Assistant Secretary at Marketta. She's the CEO and founder of Lumen Worldwide Endeavors, which provides advisory and consulting service. And she's also an author. You've heard about her book, and we'll probably hear a little bit about it again, too. Not only that, she's a mom of four children, and I always said I don't know where she gets time to sleep. I think she might get a little bit less sleep in 2024 because she's spearheading something we're so excited about, which is the Refreshed Compliance Career Connection. It's hard to say that fast in 2024. Before we get started with that, Lisa Beth, how are you?
I am so excited to be here today because getting to spend a little bit of time with you, Lisa, is just a delight. And getting to speak with all of your listeners is also an extra special privilege that I don't take lightly. I'm doing great. I am having a very interesting end of the year, as they all are. I feel like there is always a race to December 31st. But I will tell you, 2023 has been a time of very quiet, very focused improvements in my life on a whole host of levels and in many areas. So I'm excited about what 2023 is and was and what 2024 is bringing.
Yeah. So I guess one of the things that may have been a big part of 2023 is your role at Marketta. Can you tell us about that? And am I right? That's one of the bigger parts of 2023 for you?
It is. So actually, my time with Marketta started in 2022. And it began as what I thought was helping a friend out with a short-term maternity leave cover. And it transformed into this role that I am just very much enjoying. And the role has been complementary to a lot of the other things that are going on in my life and with the business. So Marketta started in 2022 and then really started ramping up in 2023 when I took on the head of corporate legal role, which began over the summer.
And that is much wider than a traditional ethics and compliance role. It's heading up legal. And I know a lot of people in our world think about that as a career goal or a different kind of role. Tell me about your path and what made you excited about it and what are the challenges?
Yes, as I started out my career, I was a securities lawyer first. So I started out at the Securities and Exchange Commission. And so I have always been very in tune with the markets and publicly listed companies. And so I did a number of roles, both with the SEC and at Best Buy, where I was focused almost exclusively on corporate law. And then I had a pivot, and the pivot was back in 2012 when I began doing a chief compliance officer role. And so the last number of years have been in compliance and ethics. And now I get to do what I think is a little bit of a hybrid. So I have all of the securities law and public company obligations and the relationship with the board of directors as assistant secretary. And also there are select parts of compliance and ethics that I help with on the Marketta side. And then my firm still very much is focused on helping organizations put their values into action. So it's this beautiful blend that I never imagined was going to be possible that has come together in such an unexpected way that I'm really enjoying what I get to do.
That's great. So most of your time, though, is probably devoted now to Marketta and the professional side with helping guide Lumen as well. And you have some great support there, if I call correctly.
Yes, I have a fantastic team. I couldn't ask for a better team on the Lumen front. I have Susan McGinnis, who is a very seasoned professional in the ethics and compliance space, and a number of other key contributors on the graphic design side, on the communication side, where I get to work with my co-author. And I actually have, part of this is a family business, because in terms of operations, my husband is in charge of working with the banks and all of the different elements that it takes to keeping a business running. I always like to say teamwork makes the dream work. And I don't think I could possibly do half of what I do if I didn't have a good team of professional colleagues, of family and friends who have been the best cheerleaders, the best support people, contributors, etc., to this dream that I'm living and working through as we continue to grow and develop.
I think that's amazing, especially you're talking about your family, your friends, and your cheerleaders. And full disclosure, Lisa Beth, you've been one of my cheerleaders and one of my supports when things are good, when they're tough, and you know, you give back in a way that's fantastic. And with that too, thinking about that, we can talk about the compliance career connection, because you started that, and you can give some people the origin and the background about the mission and how it got started. I was originally just peripherally involved, and now another disclosure is I'm so excited about everything that's happening as part of, we're called a steering group. I don't know what term is. So
yeah, Compliance Career Connection really started as an offshoot of a podcast that we had at the time. And we had Jay Rosen on as a guest on the MentorCore podcast. And after his session, someone reached out to him and said, hey, I really liked what I heard. I would really like to have some more support, and it would be great to network with other people. And so that started a, I would say almost like a little cascade of activities. So we took some of the previous guests who had been interested in giving back, and we started having discussions about, during a time of separation, how do we keep this community alive, invigorated, united, and networking in ways that make sense? And so we started doing things like resume reviews and mock interviews and basic networking sessions. And we found that there was this tremendous outpouring of care in our community, both from people who were officially helping to steer some of it, but also from so many unexpected spaces, and people were making connections that were outside of their natural networks. And we saw a lot of value in that. Now, we did notice as time went on and people started getting really excited about in-person meetings when everything opened up, that we were getting some of the same people. So we thought we'd give it a little bit of a break, allow everybody to get all of the excitement about new meeting in person together out of their system, and start afresh when we felt like there was another calling to do. And now I think there is a calling to do. We've seen a lot of companies having budgetary cuts, a lot of changes in staffing, a lot of movement in our industry and other industries. And so we thought now would be a good time to start again and create some more of those connections and networking opportunities outside of people's natural networks. And we're super excited because we're continuing to partner with CCI Press. We are continuing to work on content. And we are thrilled that Fordham is going to be helping to support the first session back on February 14th of 2024.
I have a couple of thoughts and questions I wanted to ask. First of all, I don't think there's anybody I'd rather spend lunchtime of Valentine's Day with than that group of people. But I think it's in some ways it's just so interesting and perfect timing wise. And I think every time when I talk to you somewhere in the conversation, one of the Lisa Beth lessons is the power of the pause, which is something that was happening here. What do you think in the first go-round, though, pre-pause, were some of the, what you saw were some of the biggest accomplishments? I thought for me, some of the people that I connected with also locally that I wouldn't have known otherwise, that not big events or other things, both locally and globally, there were connections I met from all over the world where you'd get to meet people and find out what they were looking for and what was happening in their countries. And really, even just during the pandemic, understanding a little more about what was going on in the world. That to me really resonated. And for you, what were some of your biggest takeaways?
A couple of my biggest takeaways were everyone's busy, but we can make time and be thoughtful about how we connect. And the people who are engaged in this are engaged in it because of their deep caring. So I think that brought the community together in a way that was long-term and sustaining and life-affirming. I will tell you, as I look at the people that I interacted with, the people whose resumes were sent over just for some extra support, the people who I gave mock interviews with, a number of them have landed amazing jobs, made career changes that were just phenomenal, are keynote speakers and are doing just wonderful life-affirming work for their own professional lives. And I've seen people make changes that are positive for in their personal lives too. While we may not have time to be one-on-one with each person who is attending one of these events, there is time in a one-to-many and in an expansive way to do much greater good than if we were just to choose people out of our LinkedIn networks to reconnect with and things like that. So I really like the impact that this group of individuals and this initiative has had. And I'm excited to see it coming back after the pause. And there's nothing wrong with the pause. In fact, a pause is something that actually gives us the opportunity to reflect, to redirect, and to choose what's next. And if we never take a pause, then we've never really examined what the options are. So I encourage pauses in your personal life, in your professional life, in the organizations that you work with. Just going and doing the same thing again and again doesn't necessarily lead to better results.
I think that the pause is excellent. Like I said, I've taken it from you. I have my own little corollary, which I'll mention to you in a second. But I think it was good too, especially timing-wise. One of the things I realized as part of CCC is that I felt an obligation because it's because we're all so caring. Am I doing this enough? Am I spending enough time? And then I realized that was almost a little self-absorbed because I realized all the people that were connecting with each other, similar to the Great Women in Compliance community. And that's the goal and the accomplishment of all of it. And that made me excited. My corollary, for whatever it's worth, is I always say focus on the core. And while I'd like to say it's my abs, it's not. It's figure out what's important. I probably should occasionally do that a little more too, but that's not this conversation. But I think about it as what are the things that are important to you, whether it's your friends, family, work, life, but even within those categories, are you spending time with the people who value you the most? Are you doing the things in your work and your career, what you want to do and what you want to grow? Or are you just trying to shoot at all the different things? And I think the pause gives you a chance to reflect on that as well.
I would totally agree. My theme for this year has really been about focusing in on the core and what really matters and what's going to matter, not just today or tomorrow, but 5 and 10 years from now. And when we keep that in mind, it makes those choices that we need to make on a daily, hourly, minute-by-minute basis so much easier. It's maybe not glamorous when you are focusing on the core and you're trying to get all of the like real foundations for that next phase of your life or that next stage of your career in alignment so that you're ready when the opportunity arises. But it is such important work. And it's so much better than like screaming around with jazz hands and trying to get attention. Like focus in on what really matters and then live your life accordingly.
And think in the long term, not in what do I need right now. If things aren't going the way you want to in one area or the other, just figuring out what you want to change and how you want to change it, whether it's your career, whether it's something that you're doing at work in your program. I think we do that a lot. You keep trying to do something and you think, wait, how should I change this? Or what can I improve for it? Which is critically important in one of the other Lisa Beth lessons. But with that, when you think about that, what are you thinking about with compliance career connections? What's going to change, if anything? And what, as you thought about it and reflected, did you want to do either differently or the same when it comes back?
Yeah, so I think one of the things that is important to me is that compliance career connections is always about paying it forward. So it's always about connecting in a way that is outside of self. It's not people donating their time because there's something in it for them. It's people connecting just for the sake of connection. It's not transactional. So that's definitely what we are going to keep going forward. In terms of what might change, we are going to move towards more of a quarterly rhythm rather than we were having it every month, which was very exciting and enjoyable. However, there's a time commitment with that I think became a little bit much. And so it was time for us to take a little hiatus. So we're going to be looking at the scheduling, and also we'll be looking at what people really need. At the time that we were doing this, when we first started, there were a lot of people that were coming and saying they wanted to have resume tips, that they wanted to have how to improve their LinkedIn because everything was digital all of a sudden and all the meetings were digital. I think this go round, we're really going to see what the market dictates in terms of what people's needs are. And we'll be soliciting feedback from people who are participating. We're going to start focusing in on this concept of connections, because on Valentine's Day of all days, we thought it would be great to make a compliance connection. It doesn't always have to be about love on the 14th of February, but it is about our love of the profession. And so we thought that the theme for the 14th would be how to network and how to connect with people really effectively, no matter where you are in your career journey or what resources you have available to you. And then we'll be seeking feedback on what people really want to see, which is one of those things that I think is important, right? We want to be there and meet the community with where the needs of the community are.
And I think I completely agree with the quarterly cadence, because I remember it also towards the beginning, which was that we try to do them at two times for the Europeans. And so every month you'd be thinking, can I make one? Can I make two? And wait, how did that month just go so quickly? And what am I adding today? So I think it's great, because I think that the quality and the time commitment really will relate to each other. Plus, we keep saying these connections, they build outside of this as people meet one another and then they talk separately. That everybody doesn't need to be guided as much, but we're here to help support on that. So we talked a little bit about what's in store. How can people that are listening get involved in this and participate? What do they do?
We're very fortunate because Corporate Compliance Insights has a landing page, and I'm sure we can send out the link in some of the show notes, but all you need to do is sign up for that mail server and you will get an update. We'll also be posting it on LinkedIn. So if you follow any of the people who are regularly involved with this, you will start seeing some discussions of it after the new year. Once everybody's finished all of the end of your celebrations, we'll start putting out information about how to get connected with the compliance career connections.
Yeah. And as most people know, Corporate Compliance Insights is also one of the GWIC sponsors, and Sarah Haddon is very involved with this. So I'm sure she and the technological people that are working there will be able to also link it to that website. We'll make sure that happens as well, because I think there is a real natural crossover that will help with that. So that's great. So if you haven't signed up for Corporate Compliance Insights and you're listening, please do. You can just look it up on the Google, Corporate Compliance Insights, or find it from any of us online. So I think the last thing I really wanted to talk to you about is being and taking care of oneself. You do some wellness and coaching and all of these things. Talked a little bit already, beat me to it on some of your New Year's resolutions, but What other things, as we're all, many of us are going through this, I can't say for everybody, this, you're both really excited at this time of year and just ready to get the marathon over so you can, you know, sleep for a week. What tips do you have to share for that and for getting excited for 2024?
Oh, this is like one of my favorite topics. And I am an author for the well-being column of Corporate Compliance Insights. And I actually wrote about this last year about doing a state of you session. I did this actually with my husband on a very long drive from Walt Disney World back to Minnesota. It was, I would say probably for about maybe a third.
for both of you.
But yes, we went through and we did a state of the family. We did a state of Lisa Beth. We did a state of the business. And we talked about each of the children. So it did take some time. There's a lot of people involved. And we talked about a couple of key themes. What were we really happy with in terms of what happened in the last year? What would we have changed and what will we leave behind, in this case, 2023, that we're not bringing forward with us to the next year? How do we want to theme our year? Because I'm not really big into resolutions, but I do think that you need to have grounding in what your intent is. And so we did this and we talked about like our marriage and our relationships with our family and our friendships and where we were giving more energy and where we were giving less. And we really started to design the life that we wanted, both personally and professionally, and for our loved ones that were part of this and our little family unit. And it really has helped make all the difference in terms of how 2023 has shaped up. And I think it'll make all the difference in how 2024 is being planned and will shape up as well. We can't anticipate everything that will happen, but we can set our intentions for how we'd like to show up to whatever is being placed in our corner. It's like when you play cards, you don't get to choose the cards that you're dealt, but you have to figure out how you're going to play them. And so I would encourage everyone to really think about this as they're ending their year. What went well? What do you want to keep doing? What do you want to stop doing? What do you want to start doing? And then do that in all the areas that you care about. And you come up with a pretty decent game plan for how to handle life.
Yeah. And then, of course, there'll always be a curveball.
There always are curveballs. But if you're solid in what your values are and you're solid in what your intention is, the answers become pretty self-evident.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But that's part of having a plan, because you know that you're going to have to at some point have the plan B, but you need to be ready.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Are you ready?
Oh, every day I wake up and I think it's a great day to be able to make good choices. And I approach every day like that. So I am ready. I'm ready for what the future holds. And I am ready to tackle the challenges that will inevitably come my way. It's never going to always be easygoing. So I'm ready for 2024 and beyond.
Thank you. I think there's going to be a lot of interesting, exciting things about it. And I think it's going to be a great phase, both for compliance, career connections, and really for the community. I think now that we have gotten to be in person again, and people have been able to start thinking about what they want, what they're taking. I also think from the larger question of what life lessons from the pandemic did you want to keep? What things were temporary and going forward? But I am really excited about it. And of course, I'm always so excited to get to talk to you and to give your viewpoints to, you know, everybody in our WIC community and the larger one as a whole, what you've done to build this whole career community generally, I don't even want to just say compliance career connections, has brought so much to all of us. So on behalf of GWIC and me, thank you so much. And thanks for joining me today. And I hope everybody has a great week.
Thanks for having me as a guest. And we are so lucky to have you, Lisa and Sarah and Hema and Ellen and all of the people who have been on as guests, and Mary as an original founder of this GWIC movement as well. We are truly fortunate to have you leading the way in this.
Thank you. And one little spoiler alert for everybody for our last episode of the year, as you've mentioned, Mary is we thought it would be a really fun thing for Hema, Mary, and I to come full circle because it's been such a special year. She's accomplished, you have, we all have in this community. And to just end on a theme of community, that's what we all do with one another, regardless of where we're in the career. So thank you all for joining us.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Great Women in Compliance. We hope you'll join us in honoring the great women in the compliance field by subscribing to this podcast and leaving a review.